listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
February the 17th, 2018. This is Captain Fred. This is the Fifth Dimension Radio Show. Fifth Dimension meaning that we talk about the past, present, and future at the same time. We discuss what is being done that impregnates our future today. Our future, as one of my callers said last year, is impregnated by the past. And to start off this conversation, I'm going to. It's actually kind of a difficult way to start this topic because we're going to discuss what is not being discussed today. We would like to discuss what is being told to people, but what's not being told to people is what is happening behind the scenes with our government. Well, let's bring on Captain Chris here right now. I think that I'd like to get him involved in this discussion because we are being laid down a meme or an idea to totally embrace all our media. Our media tells people what to think. And today, Chris, we're discussing the Russians again. Don't we ever get the idea that maybe this is a distraction?
Well, as you and I have talked about, Fred, I think that a lot of what the media is doing and a lot of what politicians do is misdirect what the focus of our attention is from away from what it should be looking at. You know, if you've ever seen a magic show, you know, the magician has got like some assistant, you know, wearing a bathing suit. You know, you're thinking, wow, she's kind of cute. Meanwhile, as you're looking at that eye candy, what's happening? Or he's taking a rabbit out of a hat. The next thing you're looking at there, oh, that cute rabbit. And meanwhile, he's really doing all the stuff that you don't see. And so what we get out of this is a national dialogue. And we talked about this kind of last week. It's the national dialogue about what it is that we're supposed to be paying attention to while the stuff that we don't even hear about is going on to our detriment. In other words, how many times did we hear this week about hashtag Me Too? Now, I think that the abuse of anybody, physical abuse, it's wrong. We ought not to go around abusing people. On the other hand, you know, it seems to be the cause célèbre for the moment. And we're supposed to focus on this. We get stories about Donald Trump running around with some porn star, and that's what we're supposed to be paying attention to.
Everybody loves it. Everybody loves that conversation. They just
It's easy. It's easy. You don't have to think. You know, what do you got to think about Donald Trump and a porn star? They only have two or three spots. You know, and they're pretty wild thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know if I really want to spend a lot of time thinking about that.
Disturbing visual image here, but, you know, the idea is that occupies people's attention. Meanwhile, Fred, why don't you tell our listeners what shows up in that DACA bill? You know, because this is the stuff We don't. Fred, you and I are talking about the stuff. We're talking about things people don't talk about. And let's hear, instead of the misdirection.
Well, I had asked you earlier, what do you think about the House Bill 4760 or House Resolution 4760? And you weren't really aware of it, but you understood what was happening with the Russians. But what's happening with that House resolution is that it's under the guise of a solution to DACA. And in that bill, they have also installed the national ID or the national biometric ID. And in that biometric ID, in which it's not really gained traction ever before, and it's installed in the Securing America's Future Act of 2018. And this thing,
let's do that. The name that's the direct opposite of what the statute accomplishes. The Securing
right.
America's Future. It's not about securing America's future. We're
no,
America.
No. It establishes a mandatory. It establishes a mandatory national identification system that requires all Americans to carry the government-approved ID containing biometric features. And without this card, according to the legislation, you won't be able to work in this country. You know, I started doing some research, and there's a lot of countries that already have biometric identification cards. You know, they go all the way from Afghanistan to Belarus to Belgium, Bolivia, Bosnia, Botswana, Brazil, and all of them. It's scary when you start looking at some of these requirements for these national IDs. I mean, to own property, to buy a car, you have to have a national ID in some of these countries. And I think that, it's similar to the banker's attitude towards slavery in 1862. And I had read this before, it was called the Hazard Circular. And it was written by an agent for British or the English moneylenders, and it was for the Americas, and it said slavery is likely to be abolished by the war power and chattel slavery destroyed. And they said that, and hang on just one second here. I've got to get this better where I can read this. And it says that... This and my European friends are in favor of, for slavery is but the owning of labor and carries with it the care of the laborers. Well, you know, with a national ID card, the banks don't have to keep track of anything anymore, do they?
Well, you know, as Captain Fred said, somebody already knows what we're doing because of where our cell phones are and what the cell phones are doing. But the idea is if you have a national ID card and it's biometric, you know, and it's got some sort of, you know, global positioning kind of chip or something like that. There's virtually nothing that we get to do that's private anymore. We can't be someplace. We can't buy something. We can't look something up. And by the way, you know, when you talk about bankers being in favor of this, you know, the idea is that the more control and the more information about what we do individually, the more information could be centralized, the more people who have funds, money, to direct commerce and to direct the flow of money and the flow of information, the more power that they have. You know, I think it's a scary proposition. And I think it's even more scary, to get back what we were talking about, is it's understandable that people who acquire power try to acquire more power. I mean, that's what history teaches. What is interesting is in all of the waterfall of misdirection and hot button topics that have been going around, we never hear about this. What we hear about is hashtag Me Too. What we hear about is Russian bots in the election. You know, we listen to Rachel Maddow snark at us about what flavor of objectionable conduct, behavior, status, or personality Donald Trump is about today. That's all you hear. on the other side, you may listen to Sean Hannity and hear about, like, all of the stuff that the Clinton campaign did. And I'm not here to tell you that I disagree that the Clinton campaign did what they did. And I'm not even here to tell you that I object to certain characterizations about Donald Trump. But that's not the point. The point is, this is given to us so that we get to stare at something while other stuff is going on in the background. That's what troubles me. Let me tell you what we're not paying attention to. The tax bill that went through jacked up what our future generations are going to have to pay back. We're going bankrupt. We don't pay attention to that. We're paying attention to the dreamers. They're 1.8, depending on how you look at it, 2 million, I don't care, 3 million. They're close to 300 million people in this country. That's like 1%. We're stopping what we're doing for 1% of the population that's here illegally.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
And meanwhile, in the background, you know, 300 million people, tab at the restaurant of the United States has just gone up. And we don't even see that. You know, the misdirection that we get, I think, is intentional. You know, we were talking about Russian bots and Mueller talking about how the Russians using, you know, kind of like automated, social media accounts was directing the attention of voters in the last election and how evil that was. But when we watch the media direct our attention away from what's really important for our future and our country, that just not only does it not get reported, what's getting reported is the very misdirection that I'm talking about. You know, we need to get back to the fundamentals of the country and what you and I have talked about. That is to have a convention of states to write our house, because we can't depend on alligators in the swamp to drain their own swamp.
No.
We can't ask the media to give us the truth about this because they're too busy selling us the easy read. Donald Trump was involved with a porn star, so people say, oh, my God, I got to tune that guy here about this. You know, maybe they're going to say something dirty that the dude did. Oh, wow. You know.
Well, not only that, but it's so self-promoting, too. The corporations that advertise on the media are self-promoting to the point where the pharmaceutical companies, I believe, own one of the largest percentages of the media.
You know, and I find that funny because I'm watching these pharmaceutical ads, and they say, you know, the symptoms, if you take this chemical, the symptoms are depression, you know, feelings of hostility, suicide, and death. And then they say after that, if you've experienced any of these symptoms, like call your doctor. Hey, doctor, I experienced death, and I thought I'd call you because the commercial said I should. You know, I digress.
Well, you know, that's part of the same thing that we started talking about, is the distraction from the reality. It's like this tragedy, the shooting. Now, we're not going to get into the specifics of it, but it's already been stated that the gentleman that did the shootings, and I say gentleman because he was an adult, he was under psychiatric treatment, which would mean in this United States that he was taking SSRIs. I mean, how can we ignore that? And they're already going to the gun debate again. How can we ignore what the pharmaceutical companies are doing to us and yet discuss, why don't we make everything illegal? Because everything could be dangerous to us.
Well, it's a hot-button issue. In other words, if you get two people in a room, and one of them, and I'll give you some hot-button issues. You ready for this? Here, abortion's one. You know, you can give a principle, from a personal perspective, you can give a principle discussion about why the government shouldn't be involved in telling you, whether or not you can't get an abortion because it's invasive and people have rights to privacy. And you'll find somebody who's completely sold on that and is not going to budge.
Then it's not about mother's choice. Abortion is not about the mother's choice. Well, that's another argument. Go ahead.
Well,
I'm sorry.
See, that's a position that you're taking, Fred. What I'm trying to say is people feel very strongly about this. And on the other side of the room, you could get someone in there saying, this is about human life. It isn't about choice. This is about, understanding that life is sacred, and these two people are never going to agree. So what we get is a distraction about this while Senate bill contains a national ID, while the budget and the economy of the country for the future, you know, you're talking about impregnating the future with today's event, is going over the fall. You know, we're watching people steal, you know, from Congress. We've got the Clinton Foundations, you know, where you're seeing behaviors that, you know, you won't even be told what it is that a presidential candidate is doing to get greased by financial institutions and pharmaceutical companies in speeches. You don't even get told that. And somebody says, I'll tell you that when everybody releases theirs. I've never heard what this woman told these pharmaceuticals companies and banks and this stuff to make millions and millions of dollars. She's a flipping presidential candidate. So we get the misdirection about Black Lives Matter. And I'm not saying that Black Lives Matter isn't important. You know, there are people who feel very strongly about that. But I'll say this. After the election, and I want everybody out there listening to think about this. After the election results came in, did you ever, ever hear again about Black Lives Matter? And the answer is no, because it was a driven agenda to energize a portion of the voter base, just like this Me Too stuff. It doesn't mean, and I'm telling you here, it doesn't mean that Black Lives don't matter or that abuse is anything but terrible. But the point is, it's or that abortion isn't an important issue, or that gun rights, you can get two people on either side of that to argue. And they'll stand in a room and yell and argue at each other, and it will occupy their attention because what it takes to understand that people are arguing over this and people feel strongly about it, they get involved in that misdirection. And meanwhile, back at the farm, here comes a national ID. Meanwhile, back at the farm, there goes $1 trillion more in debt. Back at the farm, we get the same people self-dealing. We get the same people entrenching power in the Congress. And we struggle to drain a swamp where people swear to you in an election they're going to go do X. And they get up there, and they don't do it. And instead of holding their feet to the fire, what we get is a series of media coverages about things like Donald Trump's dating or dated or something, some porn star.
Right. There is no continuity with any ideas that the media puts at us, because it's not about us knowing what's happening with our government. It's about us being distracted about what our government is doing. And you and I have spoken before that we need to make some changes to our Constitution. Now,
We need to educate ourselves and take steps. Absolutely, because that's the responsibility of citizens in a Republican form of a Democratic government.
But there's problems or the Constitution right now. There's a few things that we can do to tweak the Constitution that may help prevent this criminal class that excels in our Congress from being in control. I mean, like the balanced budget amendment, you know, it makes perfect sense that we shouldn't spend more than we earn. And
tell a bank that you're not going to pay your debts and watch them say, oh, that's okay. We'll just ratchet up what you owe us until it's pretty clear that the amount of money in unfunded obligations and in national debt is way, with multiples of gross domestic or gross national product. I mean, it's just multiples. It means that if every dollar every citizen made every year, you know, for the next 3 or 4 years was put into what the government owes, we still would owe money. Think about that on your household account.
Well, it's even going to be worse if they have a national ID that will keep track of your money. All right, that's the music. We'll be back after a short break. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you in a minute.
world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
It has become a sarcastic proverb that a thing must be true if you saw it in the newspaper. That's the opinion intelligent people have of that lying vehicle in a nutshell. But the trouble is that the stupid people who constitute the grand overwhelming majority of this and all other nations do believe and are molded and convinced by what they get out of a newspaper, and there is where the harm lies. That was printed in 1873 by Mark Twain. Things haven't really changed that much, have they?
Well, you know, what's intriguing is that in obtaining a warrant to spy on an American citizen, the FBI made reference to a story that corroborated information. And the story that they referred to came out of Yahoo News. Well, if you've ever read Yahoo News, you know, it's I'd have to say that it's a pretty mainstream or leftist Democrat kind of tilt. But the idea that somebody in a judicial proceeding in this country would be citing Yahoo News as an authority to suggest that the information in the story was true and therefore corroborated other information that the FBI was paying for, to me, is just it's breathtaking. We get this agenda-driven news. That's what we get. And my question is, whose agenda is it? It's certainly not mine.
It's got to be the money lenders. It's got to be the banks.
This is this You know, and an article came out in Breitbart this morning, Fred, and it was about George Soros. Now, for those of you who don't know, George Soros, I believe, is a Hungarian, and he is insanely wealthy. He's got probably more money than, you know, most African and Central American countries combined. And George Soros' gripe was this, and it's really, it goes right to what we're talking about, whose agenda. With the understanding that knowledge and information is what we need to keep ourselves free. In other words, I don't need the government to keep me free. That's not their goal. Their goal isn't to keep me free. It's to keep them in government. It's not the bankers don't want me free. They want money. You know, my responsibility to me and to each and everybody in my community is to have as much knowledge as possible, to spread it around as much as possible so that they can't, people can't, institutions can't, government can't do things to us to our detriment that we don't know about, such as that national ID card. But back up. George Soros says that there in Europe, there needs to be greater control of the internet and social media, and because people get the wrong ideas, and that's what got Donald Trump elected.
Well, the national ID will also be involved in your ability to log on to the internet. It's already that way in China.
And the thing is, not only you can log on, but they're going to know exactly where you were, exactly what you saw, what queries you were asking, and figure out what your agenda is. And the next move that happens is someone shows up at the door and cites some law you haven't heard about and say you're under arrest. You know, because you went to this site and you tried to figure out what was going on at this location or that location, and you're an enemy of the state. Mm. Young Fred, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, this is something that's been plaguing humanity forever.
And this is something that went on in the last, you know, day or so in Europe. George Soros is saying, and he's one of these globalist guys who's for open borders. You know, I think he'd love a national ID card. In fact, he'd like a global ID card so he'd keep track of everybody. But the idea was he was decrying, he was criticizing the fact that people could go to the internet and they would get information. And he wanted greater control of the information that people had access to because he was disturbed that Donald Trump got elected. Now, if anybody, you know, who wasn't just, you know, under sedation at the time, was watching the news media during the last presidential election, you would have thought, and I would have loved to have been able to go to, you know, with a little hindsight, go to...
Got a break. Hold on, Chris. We've got a break. Be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. there. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Giving the government tired of meddle with the private affairs of cities or citizens is likely to cause endless trouble. That was Mark Twain in the 1800s, and nothing's really changed. He realized then that the more the government got involved in our everyday lives, the more it was going to be a problem for humanity. And he believed that eventually the more they got involved, that they would be involved in regulating every act of humanity from the cradle to the tomb, including the manner in which he may seek future admission to paradise. We have to understand that to make a change, we need to quit listening to this media as being the truth or whatever you want to call it. It's basically information that's paid for by its sponsors. The sponsors are the drug companies, the sponsors are the bankers, the automobile companies. Now, how this, the future of the humanity will be controlled by this biometric ID is obvious. It's going to be easier to control everything that we do. To change this, you've suggested that we use the 34-for-9 rule, and we've gotten to this a couple times in the last few weeks, but we seem to run out of time, and now we're starting this new segment right here. We have about 20 minutes. Chris, the 34-for-9 is basically about the Convention of States and how we can make some changes to the Constitution that will alleviate, the media won't be so actively involved in buying our congressmen if we have term limits. But can you go over that 34-for-9?
Well, the 34 means 34 states. And if you take a look at, I think red states, maybe even California, are inclined or would be more inclined to have a constitutional convention because they can, these states and the state governments can understand the kind of problems that we're getting from the federal government and their lack, the people in the federal government's elected body, their lack of personal responsibility. You get a person like John McCain who says, I swear I'm going to vote to repeal and replace Obamacare. He gets there and no, he's not. So what happens is you get somebody runs for office and they show up and they're now in Washington and they play the Washington swamp game and whatever they told you, just you can ignore it. We have got to take away the motivation for people to be in Washington except for serving us. In other words, they go there, they serve them. And that's the fundamental problem. And we get around this by doing a couple things. First, it attacks how it is that politicians reward themselves, get themselves money to keep in power. They do it one of two ways, or maybe a combination. They spend money that they don't have. Deficit spending, we're $1 trillion in the hole. While we're and that's what happened while we're talking about whether Donald Trump dated a porn star.
Right,
really.
Right. We're too involved to really know what's going on.
Yeah, it's much more. It's a much easier sell, and you sell a lot more commercial space if you talk about Donald Trump and the porn star rather than hey, we just took on $1 trillion more debt. Next, that's how some people fund. And what they do is they take that money, they give it to their constituents, and everybody's happy to do that. Then the constituents, feed the money back to an election campaign, which everybody in the media corporations love because they get all this political advertising.
Right.
That's one way that politicians do. The other way they do it is by manipulating the Internal Revenue Code. And what they'll do is they'll say, for example, like Obama, like if you're in solar energy production, because we think that that's great, what we're going to do is we're going to give you tax breaks. So if you're Solyndra, and I'm just asking our listeners to remember about that. What Solyndra does is they get a tax break. And so they don't have to pay taxes, but you and me, Joe, we got to pay taxes. So Solyndra gets a break, and they take that the funds that they collect and they give it to that political party that gave them the advantage. Sometimes it's Democrats, sometimes it's Republicans. So you take these two concepts of how these politicians fund their own political campaigns. And what you say is no more of that nonsense. By the way, both of these behaviors are not only detrimental to us as a republic because it allows these clowns to stay in office, but it's also disadvantageous to us as citizens because what it does is it mortgages our future and it creates a kind of unfair system of who gets taxed, at what rate, and has to give up money at what rate, based on things that we really can't control or understand.
Well, now, let me get this straight. Now, the balanced budget amendment will limit how much they can spend.
Over what we have. That's right.
Over what we have. But how do we raise... Now, you're talking about a flat tax or a user tax.
A use tax. What this is a type of, like, a federal sales tax. And what this means is it doesn't make any difference whether you're in the country illegally or whether you're a drug dealer. It doesn't make any difference whether you are in or out of the black or non-black economy. Because every time you purchase something, and there may be some exceptions for food, certain classes of housing, but anytime you buy something, you pay a particular percentage. Everybody pays that.
Well, you know, I heard an interesting idea about a user system for the highways, and that people would be pay for the mile that they drove. Would that be a user tax too?
It could. It's a form of, because what it does is it tells you if you don't want to pay taxes for that, don't use the highway. You know, but the other thing is this: the highway's already been built, and these are government expenditures. You know, if they're government services, you know, and we're paying for that, the idea is that we ought to, as citizens, pay taxes. And what happens now is that if you really have a lot of money, and I guarantee you I pay more taxes than General Electric, you know, because their accountants and their relationship to the Congress makes it such that they don't have the heavy tax burden. The thing is that if you have no money at all, and you're drug dealing and you're getting food stamps, you don't pay taxes. Wait a minute. The idea is if somebody buys a car or somebody, you know, buys something, then they pay a tax. But here's the point. You will see that tax amount every time you purchase something. So they can't hide that from you. They can't play games with that. You're looking at it. Every time you get a sales receipt, there it is. So if they want to raise your taxes, you're going to see it. So you are aware, and everybody pays, and you're aware what everybody's paying. And if you don't like that and you want it lower, you tell your people to go into Congress, lower the freaking tax rate. No games. So you have a use tax, and you have a balanced budget amendment to stop the flow of money to the swamp. What then we need to address are two things. People go to Washington to aggrandize their own personal power. If you had seen the State of the Union address, Donald Trump, and I've got my issues with Trump, but I like a number of things that he talks about, his concept, he announces that there is the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans in the history of record keeping on that issue. And the camera pans to the black caucus, and they're not even smiling. Now, you know, a lot of these black caucus members are from African-American communities. They should have been breaking out the champagne. It's been them for years saying, we want you to put people to work. And here's somebody saying, the job picture looks great, and they're unhappy. So who are they really serving in Congress? And I'm not pinning this on people because they're African Americans. I'm pinning it on all of them.
Everybody.
They're not here to help us. They're here to help themselves. And when I say help themselves, I mean with both hands.
Right. So well, we've got if we can do a balanced budget amendment, that can limit how much we spend. If we create a flat tax, that can create a more equitable tax for everybody. If we could, we got to keep these yeehaws out of here, out of our government for as long as we can. I mean, term limits would be one of those other words of your nine words. And what would be the other three words?
The other two words, it's use tax or flat tax, balanced budget amendment, that's five, term limits, that's seven, and no emoluments. An emolument is a special benefit of office. You know, Martha Stewart goes to prison for lying to an FBI agent about insider trading, but, you know, and I think it's been somewhat changed, but, you know, Congress can insider trade.
Right, it's legal for
them. Wait a minute. Yeah, I mean, I think there's been some modification, but the point, this is my understanding, you know, I'm wrong every day, but the point is, they get to do stuff, and they get benefits, that if we did the same stuff or took those benefits, we'd be in prison. You know, these guys show up, like Bill Clinton shows up, and the highest paid job he ever had in his freaking life, I think was about $55,000, somewhere in that range, for being governor of Arkansas. He leaves presidential office, and 10 years or so later, he's worth $250 million. Now, what happened there? You know, George Washington, who was one of the wealthiest people in North America, he had the largest distillery in North America, was asked to be a king. He said, I don't want to be a king. We just got rid of one. They talked to him about being a candidate for a third term as president, and he said, government service is not a career. I mean, effectively, I'm paraphrasing. It's not a career. It's an opportunity to serve your fellow citizen, go up there, do your part, and then go back to work. You know, these people show up, they're lawyers for some used car dealership, and they go to Washington, they're making, you know, six figures, and by the time they retire, you know, 30 years later, they're worth tens of millions of dollars. What happened there? How did this happen? And it's not like, statistically, you know what I mean? All of them do this.
Well, we have an oligarchy. I guess that's the word for it. I've heard it a lot used to describe our government. It's, you know, our government is out of our control, that's for sure. And, you know, even Twain said that most nations don't really have any control over their governments. So if the experiment, this constitutional experiment's to work, then we need to understand how it gets subterfuged by the powers that may. And I'm sure that if we did have a convention of states, there might be people in the swamp that would want to get control of that too. How could we prevent that?
Well, that's difficult because, you know, it may even be just cheaper for these people to buy off your state representatives, because when you go to Washington, like, you're a multimillionaire in a couple of years, so maybe it takes a little more money, you know, than to buy off somebody who's in the state legislature. But, you know, but the point is, we need to be vigilant. The thing is, we are going to get the kind of government that we earn and we deserve. So we need to do three things, really. First off, we need to educate ourselves. The second thing is that we need to express what it is that we've learned, even though it may be unpopular. We need to tell people this is really what the problem is. And then thirdly, we have to take action, because we are ultimately the government that we tolerate. We are this country. And if we don't act, if we don't protect ourselves, there ain't anybody up in Washington going to smile,
Chris,
and put his loving arm around you.
How do we get people informed instead of misinformed? How do we get for the most part, if you watch television, you're misinformed about what is happening in our country. I mean, in the rest of the world,
that,
for sure.
It's agenda-driven news, and the question should be, whose agenda? Why are we listening to this hot-button nonsense when really what's going on is we have politicians using the tax code and deficit spending to keep themselves in power forever, and what they do is they get a benefit from being in office. I mean, it's just that simple. The thing is, we have to educate ourselves as to what is really happening. Fred, you bring information that buried in the DACA bill is a national ID idea and requirement. We need to research these things on our own time. We need to use the internet. We need to talk to friends. We need to go explore source documents. We need to read. If there's a FISA memo, we need to read the source documents people are talking about. If there's some issue that goes on about, you know, like there's a Steele dossier, has anyone ever read that dossier? I have. The thing is, you can find these things. You can look at them and say, what is this really about? I'm not going to listen to Sean Hannity or Rachel Maddow digest this for me and then tell me what the truth is. I'm going to go read that thing. Take the time out. Give yourself a half an hour a day and research these things. If there's a memo coming out of Congress about the behavior of your government, read the damn thing. If there it turns out that there's legislation that's pending that sounds troubling, get a copy of that off the internet and look at that. If you want to figure out what's going on, for example, you know, 3-4 years ago, I thought it was just Clinton Foundation, and I ran the Better Business Bureau's review of the Clinton Foundation in Arkansas, and it was horrible. And it had the same problems identified by the Better Business Bureau that you think about when you think of the Clinton Foundation. Nobody knows what they're really doing, and nobody knows who's in control. They're getting a lot of money, but what are they up to? I mean, what's their game plan, and how is what they're doing consistent with what their stated game plan is? The Better Business Bureau of Arkansas had that figured out years ago. It's available to us. We have an internet. Resist the structure.
Yeah, but we're going to have to work at it. Folks, we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain Fred.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We'll be right back.
of identity in India is called the Aadhaar. I guess that's correctly. I'm not really sure if that's the correct way to say it, but. But it is a card that's mandatory for issuing essentials such as electricity, water, cell phone SIM cards, etc. See, those without proof of identity can often not obtain such basics. Aadhaar is envisioned to be the only necessary and sufficient ID for obtaining a whole wide range of services. It says, while Aadhaar is practically mandatory for the aforementioned services, its legal status is uncertain as the matter is sub judice, and you know what that means, under the Supreme Court of India.
That means it's under judicial status.
Well, now, if they pass a resolution, if both houses pass a resolution that include that national ID, would that be under advisement, or that would be a law?
Well, it sounds like a law, but someone might challenge its constitutionality, and then it would be, you know, kind of like in the courts, you know, like that.
So,
but Fred,
so we,
is, you know, the thing, we need to pay attention to this stuff. We can't rely on the media to tell us what's going on. You know, before the Trump election, not only the opinions, but reported fact. Not reported is what I think, but the reported fact was it was a 90-something percent certainty that Hillary Clinton was going to be president. So anytime you think that these people are there to help you or tell you the truth, think about that. And go back and watch the news on YouTube when you watch these people as an industry coming to grips with the fact that they had been telling the people of this country a bunch of BS for months. And the other thing is they've never stepped back to correct their mistake. They don't even acknowledge.
Well, they're not making mistakes. They're working for the one that pays their bills.
They're doing it on purpose. That's exactly right. It wasn't a mistake. It was intentional.
Right.
It's agenda-driven news, and the question is, whose agenda? Think about that when you're watching these people. Whose agenda is being served by this nonsense?
Well, I see information as being, first of all, the sponsor of the information is the one that pays to put the ad up, and the customer of the information that the media is putting out are the people that sponsor it, but we're consumers. We don't really have any part of it unless we just listen to it. We're the only country in the world that allows pharmaceutical advertising on the television the way it does.
Well, you know, on a note, and I know we're getting close to the end here, but you know, there's an old, I think it's Hungarian, believe it or not, parable that says he who tells the truth must have one foot in the stirrup. You know?
Well, you know, actually Hungary has one of the most infringement of personal information on their compulsory ID, as a matter of fact. So anyway, well, we got to bring this to an end, but we'll be
share the
next
truth
week.
Share the truth.
34 for 9. 34 for 9. We'll be back next.
That's right.
Captain Fred and Captain Chris, we'll be back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer